Material Man Kemantari working his way through, and here comes Inspirational Girl. She's starting to thread her way through the field. Inspirational Girl, Pike under hands and heels, ranges up, grabs the lead. It's a winning hat trick for the Wizard, and goes home Inspirational Girl.
It was a famous victory there on Saturday in the Railway Stakes, and I've been watching William Pike for a long time now. I think that was one of his better Group 1 rides under the circumstances. The track was playing leaderish to the inside. He was on a back marker. The Eastern States punters had basically had a really tough day at Ballarat and even at Kembla Grange, and they were looking for Pike to dig them out of trouble. And Pikey delivered one of his great rides, and he joins us now from the West. And this is coming out of a 14-day quarantine when he didn't even jump on a horse, and he grew a goatee chasing cows around, and he joins us now. Hey, Pikey, congratulations. Well done. Welcome back to RSN Central.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you today?
I am well. How are you, more importantly? It's been a big 3 to 4 months, but to get the reception like you did there on Saturday and to ride Inspirational Girl like you did, where does that rank amongst the highlights in your career?
The day on a whole was definitely right up there. Yep. I ended up getting a chance on the way back in, and I couldn't help but enjoy that. And there's probably one of the only railway victories, or even Group 1 victories, I actually got to enjoy because, I don't know, just when I got the gap at the top of the straight, I sort of knew I was home, and you don't normally get to do that in Group 1s. And it's probably one of the only ones I really actually got to enjoy.
We might play this, the chant. So that was the chant after the Railway Stakes, Pikey. Have you ever had a reception like that when everybody is cheering you?
No, definitely not. Nothing even close to that. That was a bit unexpected. And as I said, I'd probably normally shy away from that sort of stuff, but I couldn't help but enjoy it. It was a good vibe out there.
Yeah, and what was your preparation like? You basically quarantined on your farm, which is about an hour and a half outside of Perth, but no contact with anyone, just talking to your livestock, which is plenty of cows, I know that. But what was it like? Did you enjoy it? Did you get bored?
Well, I'll tell you what, it was really tough because I ran out of chocolate on day two. And that was really tough to get through that. So.
Yep.
But I kind of enjoy that kind of life. I'm a bit of a hermit at times, so I got to hide away and not socialise with anyone, which is,
yeah,
you know, just about fine for me. And I got some odd jobs done around the farm. I got all my cattle in and fixed fences and just did silly little things. And I wouldn't say I worked hard or anything like that, but I just potted around and just got a few things done that I wanted to. And then the main part of the farm is the cattle, so I got them in and mustered them up and sorted them out. So it was plenty happening, but at the same time, I didn't overexert myself.
Was it the perfect preparation in a way, William, after what you went through in Melbourne with all that pressure and the success that you had here in Victoria, but just to clear your mind a little bit, spend some time with yourself and enjoy life a little bit? And were you able to reflect on what you were able to achieve during the Melbourne Spring Carnival?
A little bit. I suppose I don't normally sit down and reflect very much, but it probably was good in the fact that I got to sit down and forget about racing pretty much for a little while. Just got back and worried about other things, or didn't worry about anything really. So it was definitely a good mental break from everything.
Yeah.
But probably the fitness might have struggled a bit.
How did you go jumping back on a horse for the first time in 2 weeks? Is it as easy as it looks, or would you prefer to jump on a horse maybe for track work to get a bit of a feel?
I was okay this particular time. I have done it before with suspensions and things where you have felt a little bit a little bit out of balance or a little bit out of sync with the horse, but this particular time I hopped straight on and felt good right from the moment I got on just about every horse. I just felt fine and I was happy with the way things ended up panning out. I got on and just felt at home.
Talk about the Railway Stakes. You're aboard the favourite that was heavily supported with markets. For a long time now, everybody thought that if she turns up, she'd be mighty hard to beat with the form that she showed during this preparation in the West. I speak of Inspirational Girl. But were you concerned with the way that the track was playing in the early part where you basically needed to be on the fence?
Yeah, I was a little bit concerned. But tell you this, I didn't realise how much support she got late.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't know any of that. So that stuff all goes by the side, and I didn't know it. I didn't know that she was... Obviously, I knew she was favourite, but I didn't know she was kept getting heavy support right the way through. So they're good things not to know and not to worry about. And then as far as the track, I was just banking on... Generally, I like to think when you come to the good horses, there's no bias, or yep. The bias aren't as bad as they might be with ratings horses where they need a lot more favours or things like that. I do like to think the good horses can overcome bias or it's just not there with good horses. And so all the sort of the on-pace horses and that for the day, I just try to forget about that and just ride my horse.
Where does she rate amongst the railway winners that you've ridden?
Well, I think quite highly. I hadn't sat on her for quite a while, and when the last time I rode her, she was always a nice horse, but always just felt a bit weak. It's probably the wrong word, but she always had plenty of ability. We all knew that. She had a great record, but she just was always... It's probably more off the track, like in the feed bin and things like that, where she was always just showing signs of not quite being strong enough. And whereas this time round, she was just good. She used to get off the bridle and struggle a bit, whereas on Saturday, I was getting a lot of pressure early. It's a railway stakes, and we're jumping, and it's not far to the bend, so it's a very high-pressure race early. I was getting a lot of pressure, and she wore it very well, and I think that's what won us the race. Her being stronger in the earlier parts than I've ever known her to be, I think that won us the race.
Do you stick with her for the Kingston Town now?
Yeah, I'd say so. I probably don't have a lot. You know, in other years, I'm spoilt for choice, but I don't think there's a lot of options this year, and I'd be more than happy to stick with her. I think she does get 4 kilos under that weight for age swing, but I don't think it'll matter too much. I think she's looking pretty good.
I think you were persuaded to get back to Perth and miss that ride on Acadia Queen for the McKinnon Stakes. What was it like watching her on the farm there when that McKinnon Stakes there on Saturday, fortnight ago? And I guess it was probably, it would have hurt to watch her get the job done, but it was probably nearly the right decision to go back to WA after what happened there on Saturday.
Yeah, if you know you're going to go home and win, well, it's probably all right. But at the time, because you've missed out on a Group 1 winner, it was bittersweet to watch her win. I was very happy for Grant Williams. He'd come across and we'd been through it all together. And even Luke Curry to get aboard. And he was a good bloke and always nice to me in the room and things like that. So I was trying to find the positives out of it. But at the end of the day, I was a bit disappointed and a little bit gutted that I wasn't able to be the one that was on her. I was happy for everyone involved, but at the same time, I was a bit of a sore loser and sulking a little bit.
Hey.
But as it turns out, I've come home and won on the horse that I was aiming to win on, so it all works out all right. But at the time, you don't know it's going to pan out so well. So, yeah, I'd be lying if I didn't say I sulked up a little bit.
That's understandable, and we know the greatness of Bob Peters throughout his life. He's always been a winner and away from selling cars, property, breeding, and he's probably nearly as an independent breeder. He's got the best bloodlines in the country, clearly, with the horse. And I know that he didn't breed Inspirational Girl, but his record speaks for itself. But his trainers, Grant and Alana Williams, what wonderful grand final trainers they are. Like Grant, the job that he did with the team in Melbourne under some difficult circumstances and before that in the autumn. But Alana Williams, the job that she'd done with the team while Grant was away was truly remarkable. What makes these two such wonderful preparers of a thoroughbred willy?
I'm not entirely sure. If I knew that, I'd probably... I don't know.
You do work closely with them.
Pardon?
You do work closely with them.
Oh, I do work close with them. Look, at the end of the day, they just never cut any corner, like, ever. And I don't suppose anyone intends to, but I don't. It's just, I honestly think that's half of, or more, is mostly what it is. They just never, ever accept any cutting of the corners, no matter which horse it is. An example I can give is just say we're going out to do a gallop and we've got the tongue tie. We're halfway out. Probably wasn't that important of a horse at the time. 99 times out of 100, you just keep going and not worry about it. They're like, no, go back, get that tongue tie on. It needs, you know, stuff like that. It's just never, ever, you just don't not do things correct. And, I think if you get that right from the early on and you don't miss a beat right the way through, well, I think at the other end, things can get a little bit easier because you're not all of a sudden having to do things you weren't doing because you were either cutting corners or just not worrying. They just never don't worry. They do. They tick all boxes at all times, and it's not acceptable to not do that.
Yeah, the little one percenters, and that's what makes
if
them...
If one percenters would count, tally it up, well, they're running at 120% all the time.
Yeah. No, and Alana Williams, we don't know too much about her over in the East, but she's a remarkable horsewoman as well because she was a star jockey before she started training, and they just seemed to work really well together.
Yeah, definitely. She was, as a jockey and a rider, she was probably the best female rider the West has seen.
Yeah.
She was sort of doing extremely well as I was an apprentice, and she's winning group races and listed races like probably hadn't seen the girls do that at our end, as well as what she was doing it. So she was an exceptional horsewoman right from the beginning.
Hey, Pikey, you ride trekking today in a trial, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm on my way to trials now. I'll have a sit on trekking and get a feel for him and hopefully form a little bit of a relationship or some sort of bond that we can build on for Saturday.
Now, I want to know this, William, and be honest. Now, Bob, he won't probably admit this, but he's got a great rivalry when it comes to stakes winners with Godolphin. They always beat him, but he's not far off them, and I think he's proud, and he should be proud with the horses that he breeds and the black type winners that he gets each and every year. And obviously Godolphin leads the way with all of that in this country. But for you to ride one for Godolphin in the Winterbottom, was that a hard conversation to have with Bob?
It was a little bit. When I made the decision to ride trekking, it seemed very clear cut and an easy choice. But then after you speak to Bob, it's kind of like, oh, well, I hope I've done the right thing here. I suppose I was more basing off of, I've ridden Stage Man before and I'm just not his number one fan. So yeah. I was always looking for another option. And when one like trekking popped up, well, how could I not jump at it?
And he's going to be hard to beat, but we all know that Mr. Peters is the boss in a way, isn't he, Willie? So,
well, I've got a feeling he's the type of person, he will somehow, his horses or his arrangement will somehow find an extra length just because I've hopped off.
And so
that's all right. It's the type of person he is, it's the type of aura that he brings. Somehow they will find a way to just perform a little bit better than they normally would.
So he didn't screw you down and say, no, William, you ride for me. You have to be riding Stageman.
No, he didn't do that. He's normally very fair, and if there's one that I want to ride that's not his, he's normally very good about it and very accepting. But, I don't think he's that happy about it, but, he's normally very fair about it.
Now, I know that your brand is building as well, William, and you've got shirts now, and people can buy hats with Pike on it, etc. And I thought that you really, I don't know, you developed as a person when you're over here with the media that you did with Tab Touch and those videos that I thought were exceptional. Do you think that, are you enjoying that side of it more, that you have that responsibility now to the game, especially in the West, to promote the sport?
I've definitely gotten better at that side of it because I just don't do that over here and I don't sort of have to, and I avoided it as much as I can. But I suppose there was no avoiding it while I was over there, and that was part of my responsibility. So I think I got better at it, but did I ever get comfortable at it, or is it something I want to do? Probably not. So we'll see what pans out. We'll see if someone can twist my arm and make me do something else. I'll avoid it if I can.
Now, Pikey, the last one before we let you go, we did tweet that you're becoming more popular than Nick Nat, and Nick Nat replied to the tweet saying that you're his hero these days. So I think you're a West Coast supporter, aren't you?
Yes, I definitely am.
Yeah, and probably Nick Nat's your favourite player these days, is he?
Yeah, he somehow just got bumped right up the list, didn't he?
Yeah.
that's pretty cool. I don't know. It's nice to see that, isn't it? When you see a big name star like that sort of respond to a tweet that's got your name attached to it, that's pretty cool.
No, you're a star, Pikey. Hey, we wish you the best of luck. Trekking does look tough to beat in the winter bottom Group 1 level. And people are going, Gareth, ask Pikey for a tip. He wouldn't know what you're riding, would you, Pikey, come Wednesday or Saturday, really? Yeah.
No, apart from trekking, I actually don't have a clue.
Yeah. All right, mate. Well, enjoy. Have a safe ride around trekking at the trials today. And congratulations. What a moment it was for you once again there on Saturday. Job well done.
Yeah, thanks very much, mate.